Hey, to start out this morning, again, this is Crystal Miles out here in the Southern Arizona marketplace. Give me a break. It's 5 a.m. It's dark out. All right. So, again, good morning. And, you know, Oprah and I are good friends. We're buddies. Yeah. Yeah, that one. Oprah Winfrey. Yeah. I call her the Big O. She calls me Special K. We're tight. Anyway. We were talking the other day. Well, mostly she was talking, and I was listening. Well, actually, she was on a TV interview, and I was watching and listening. And that's probably the extent of our relationship. Well, guess what Oprah did? She teamed up with a Harvard professor in the science of happiness, and they wrote a book together. The book is called The Art and Science of Getting Happier and Build the Life You Want. It just came out, I think, September 12th, 13th, somewhere in there. This book is full of research and experience. There's even a happiness versus unhappiness scale or test that you can take. It's pretty fun. Of course, I took it. You rate yourself on 20 emotions. You rate yourself 1 to 5. Emotions like proud, hostile, jittery, afraid, determined. Anyway, you add up the scores, and they put you in a nice little box. Just kind of like we have with ACN, you know, the whale, urchin, shark, and dolphin. But on these, depending on your happiness scale, you're either a cheerleader, mad scientist, judge, or poet. Of course, the cheerleader, bright side of everything. The mad scientist is reacts strongly to events, good or bad. The judge, cool as a cucumber, but unenthusiastic. And the poet has perspective and creativity. It's pretty fun. But I'm just going to run over a few points I gleaned from the book you may or may not want to ponder. What does happiness look like for you? Can you define it? Most people will say, oh, if I lose, you know, X number of pounds, I'll be happy. If I can just pay the bills, I'll be happy. I just want my kids to be happy. Those are goals. That is not your happiness. Again, the majority of people from the book could not really define what happiness looks like for them. Can you? What does happiness look like for you? I can tell you what it doesn't, according to Professor Brooks. Money? Nope. Fame? Nope. Power? Nope. Good looks? Nope. What happiness does look like is enjoyment, satisfaction, and meaning. Enjoyment and pleasure are different. Let's not get confused. Chasing pleasure can lead to addiction and misery. Enjoyment for people are memories, good memories. Maybe it's family gatherings, you know, a trip, you know, trip of a lifetime. Satisfaction, that's something you feel after a struggle. A feeling of, I did it. For example, making it to RC, making it to RD. For myself, I get through 8 weeks of the vegan challenge. Yes, I'm going to be satisfied and feel good. And let's not forget about social media and what it has effects on our happiness. They call it a blabatory. I think that's funny. A snapshot of someone's life. Not the whole story. What does social media do if not handled right? It brings on the feeling of envy. And envy is the happiness killer. Now, we've got to realize we can't be happy if there isn't unhappiness in life. We need unhappiness in order to survive. Happiness and unhappiness coexist. For instance, if you felt lost or had a trauma and you say you're not feeling as bad, that means you're feeling more good, right? If you didn't have unhappiness during a struggle, you wouldn't feel as happy or satisfied when you made it through to the end. All right, so how do we get happier? How do we build a better life? It's really nothing new. This book just happens to have some research behind it. Number one, happiness is not a goal. It is a direction. It's a direction we take in life. We could all get happier. When you can't change the world, you can change how you experience instead. How do you do that? Gratitude. Somebody cuts you off in traffic. Oh, thank goodness there was no accident. Forgiveness. Family members done you wrong? Forgive them. Humor. Laugh at yourself. I had to do that this morning. And hope. Hope that things will get better. Empathy. You need to understand another's pain. And what's funny about this, when you practice gratitude, forgiveness, humor, hope, empathy, intentionally, you tend to focus on other people in a generous way and less on yourself. And that is one of the keys to happiness, focusing less on yourself. When unhappiness comes calling, and it will find you, practicing these six areas can help control how you feel. I'm going to end this with quotes. First, the last two lines from the poem Invictus by William Ernest Henley. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. Powerful, isn't it? And the last quote is from none other than Oprah Winfrey herself. Yep, I've got it framed and on my wall. Do what you have to do until you can do what you want to do. My name is Crystal Jean Miles, and you got happiness in you. Have a great day, everybody.